Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Actually, the show is now called What's the Buzz New York? You can go with Comedy Concepts. I just haven't changed the intro yet because I like it. Anyway, I'm going to have some fun today. I have some new downloads for us to hear. And I'm trying out a new headphone system, so if you can hear me clearly, let me know. That would be a good thing, right? Okay, I think I'm going to have a theme for the day, like telephones and such.
Tell me a life-changing, thrilling action-adventure movie that'll make me laugh, cry, sing, cry again, laugh a little more, and fill me with a sense of redemption. Or, get out!
We have just that kind of a story. It's about three telephone operators.
Hello? How can I direct your call?
Who overhear the murder of a cat burglar.
Wonderful Apple Sisters. Gotta love them. And now on the phone theme today, let's go with Carosa's Infinite Patience.
Please hold. Your call is important to us. Please hold.
Infinite Patience.
don't you sing?
Important to us. Important to us. Important to us.
Operator, get me the number, please, of George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, at 4411 Huguenot Walloon Drive.
That is George Kaplan.
Yes, that's right.
That is Kaplan.
Mm-hmm, yes.
That is K, as in knife. A, as in aardvark. P as in pneumonia, L as in luscious, A as in aardvark again, N as in newel post. Kaplan?
I think so, yes.
Just one moment, I will look that number up for you.
Right, thank you very much. Operator, if you could try to hurry a little bit.
I am looking the number up for you.
I don't mean to rush you at all. It's just that I'm terrifically late, and
that
I thought
number is listed in your directory.
Operator, there is no directory here. I swear to God.
Will you please take a pencil and
yes.
write the number down?
I promise I definitely will, yes.
That number is
Hello,
Fairfax
hello,
Nyan.
Operator, hello,
Information,
hello,
information.
Operator, you collected my dime.
Information is a free service, sir. When you hang up, your dime will be returned to
you. Yeah, miss, listen, I know it's usually a free service. See, the thing is, in this case, I heard the dime, you know, hit all those other dimes. See, I know it's in there. And I wouldn't bother you about a dime, operator. In this case, miss, it's my last dime. I have no change. My car has broken down, and I'm an hour late for a very important appointment. So you can see Hello?
Information.
Oh, no. Miss, yes. Please return my dime.
Sir, I cannot return your dime to you until you hang up. And when you hang up, your dime will be returned to you.
No, it won't. Operator, listen to me. I know that sound. I've heard it all my life. That dime is in there.
Information cannot argue with a closed mind. No. Why don't you try hanging up?
Because I can't take the chance. I'll lose the dime. I'll lose you. Look, miss, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to? A human?
You wish to speak to a human?
Yes.
About your alleged dime?
It's a real dime.
Just one moment. I will connect you with the information supervisor.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello, miss? Operator? Hello?
Information.
Listen, there's no chance that you would, say, jostle something with your elbow and just cut me off completely.
We do not work with our elbows,
sure.
sir. information supervisor. Can I help you?
I sincerely hope so.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute ago, operator.
Supervisor. Oh, I'm information supervisor.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Just a minute ago, one of your girls inadvertently collected my last dime. And you see,
oh, no,
as
sir,
I explained
no, I
to her...
I sir, no, information doesn't charge a dime.
Yeah, no, look, miss, I've already
you
gone
know,
through...
When you hang up, you see, your dime will be returned to you.
The other girl...
Information is a completely free service.
Not tonight! Now, miss, please... Try to understand what I'm saying to you. I'm speaking as one human being to another. Forget that you're an operator.
I'm a supervisor.
All right, fine.
Supervisor.
All right, supervisor. Bell Telephone has stolen my last dime. That's what it comes down
just
to.
A minute,
and well, you stole it. I put it in the telephone, and you took
minute,
it away.
You know.
It's
I mean,
my
Bell
it's,
Telephone
course, well,
wouldn't
miss,
steal your dime.
Is, they,
you know.
They have
no,
stolen
I mean,
my
telephone
dime.
Bell Telephone doesn't need your dime.
Well, I know. That's
the
exactly
Bell Telephone
my point.
Gets millions of dimes every day. They wouldn't pick out your dime.
Well,
steal, you
they stole it. Damn it, they stole it.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you.
Well, now, miss, look,
I mean, you mean to sit there and tell me that you think that the Bell Telephone Company has stolen your dime?
That is what I've been telling you now for 20 minutes.
I'll be very happy to return your dime to you.
You will?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Not at all. What is your name and address?
Miss?
Yes?
You're going to send me a whole lot of stamps, aren't you?
Yes, we are. That's
I knew
right.
it. Look, I've received stamps from you people in the past, and it's a swell surprise. I need the dime now. Look, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to?
Well, I could connect you with the managing supervisor, Miss Jones.
Yes.
You wouldn't be able to help you either. I mean, if you run and give it a whirl.
Miss Jones, please. And please hurry.
Just hold the line. Managing Supervisor Miss Jones, can I help you?
Oh, Miss Jones. I'm so glad I finally got a hold of you.
What is it, sir?
Miss Jones, this is my story.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Oh. Miss Jones, a long time ago, one of your operators inadvertently collected my last dime.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And, you see, as I explained to her, I'm sorry, Miss Jones. I don't usually do this.
No, sir, you go ahead and cry.
Thank you.
No, Bell Telephone understands.
You're very kind.
No, you've lost your dime.
No, she took it and I have to have it back.
Well, of course you do, sir. And Bell Telephone will be very happy to give you a free call for that dime.
Oh, Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
If this is true, I'll never forget you as long as I live.
Well, it's true.
Oh, thank you. Thank
oh, no,
you. Thank
no,
you,
no,
Miss Jones.
No, no,
thank
no.
you.
Our pleasure to serve you.
Thank you.
You just give me the number you're calling.
Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
You're dealing here with an ass. You see, she took the dime before I ever got the number. Look, we'll forget it. I'll lose my job. That's
sir,
all.
There's no need to take that attitude.
No?
Not at all. You can simply give me the name of the party you're calling. I can look that number up for you.
Grand. The name is George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, is in Newell Post. Yes.
One moment.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes,
I have
yes,
that number
Jones.
For you.
Yes?
That number is Fairfax 91975.
1975. Tell me what to do.
Hold on to your receiver.
Right, check, right.
Until you
right.
hear the dial
wait,
tone.
Wait for the dial tone.
Then dial your number,
dial
sir.
Dial as I ordinarily would.
You have a free
would.
Call.
Thank you, Miss Jones. I'll never forget you.
This is a recording. You have dialed a wrong exchange.
All right, Nicholson, you can't go wrong with them, can you? Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The poetic Betty Jo Tucker will always entertain you with the latest in what's going on. And this coming week, March 7th, film critics Diana Sanger and James Colt Harrison drop by Movie Attic Headquarters. And a salute to Betty Davis. That's on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check out Betty Jo Tucker. All right, we're keeping that theme going with the phones, and I had one, and I'll find it again. So it's amazing how many songs I have in my little collection here of phone-oriented. But I guess we were a phone society first before we became a computer society. That was our computer. So here's a little something written by me. Here we go.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me. Cray to the Z. You make me. Cray to the Z. No texting at the table. And put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke. I can take some meds. But I can't smoke. Make me. Cray to the Z.
Slang terms due for a comeback. Gams, legs, specifically a lady.
Get a load of them gams on Louise. Her legs are like the stock market. They go up, 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 and up forever.
Spifflicated, drunk.
We got spifflicated at the gin joint and wisely invested all of our money in the stock market, whose roaring performance will surely continue to the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
The cat's meow, a person or thing that is extremely excellent.
America's economic performance is the cat's meow, I tell ya.
Giggle water, any drink with alcohol.
Oh, God, I just lost everything. I'm ruined. I need me a giggle water, and quick.
Dewdropper, a young unemployed man who sleeps all day.
What malarkey. Now everyone will think I'm a no-good lollygagging dewdropper.
Applesauce, an expletive.
There are no jobs anywhere, and the trouble boys want me zapped. Oh, applesauce.
Clam, money.
How many clams can I get for selling my blood? I've got a whole trench coat covered in and stuff right here.
Big sleep, death.
Fake my own big sleep? It sounds crazy, but I have nothing left to lose.
No one's onions. To be well informed on a subject matter.
This FDR fella sure seems to know one's onions. I'm sure he'll turn the economy around lickety-split.
Ducky. All right.
This new deal sure is ducky. And now that everyone recognizes the wisdom of long-term economic planning, the economy will be ducky forever.
Ducky. Everything ducky. I like that. It's going to be ducky. All's good. All right, we'll go. There's some comedy here.
Hi, Liz. I like Clark Kent sitting behind you. Thank you. There was Clark Kent action going on there. Friends in the corner. My friends at the high table up there. Hey, how are you doing? I like to see everybody. You know, it's so misleading. You can't see this, but turn around just for a second and look at that wall. This place looks so more crowded than it is. From up in there. For nothing. Just looking at me blankly. Like they're painted on or something. Now we got right here. We got one. Oh, is that a date I see happening back there? Yes. What date is this? You're married 33 years? And he still has his arm around you? Let's hear it! Oh my God! I spend most of my life going, get off me. Get off me. Running the bar and doing everything there. Are they not awesome putting like this kind of show and everything together? Oh, look at you, little popcorn lady here. Popcorn lady. Now, I can't tell. Are you related or friends? A little combination of both. Oh, God. She's like the mafia down there. A little combination. Funny you should ask. Be careful on your way out tonight. I like this. You guys look like you're up to some fundraising or something, this table here. You guys, no? Nothing? Just fundraising, huh? Yeah, okay. We'll go over to the Mad Moose later and party down. What the heck? The name of the place is here. You turn a corner, there's a bar or a restaurant or something. You turn it, you got the sharp turn, though. No parking. I guess in Binghamton, it's the tuck and roll premise of getting into the local establishment. Hey, we're there, tuck and roll. We'll be passing by later at 12. Run fast. Jump on the hood. Gosh, my way here, I drove in from New York City, and you know, it's a long way. Trying to entertain myself between my ears popping and not popping. And then I was playing a little fun game with myself, like, identify the species of roadkill, because you have so much on here. I swear, there were animals I couldn't even guess. I think it's either a beaver or a coyote beaver. I don't know, it's like twilight up here. And it's just a lot of animals, though. A lot of just, and they don't, you guys, like, I, you know what? I've seen you drive, so I know why there are a lot of animals. Now, I drive in New York City. I've never been so scared driving through a town here. I guess our laws don't apply to you. I'll just turn it wherever I want. And I think I'm going this way, too. Oh, I'm going to go over here now. Okay. I think I'll cut off that other way. That's fine. You guys are dangerous, dangerous. Oh, you're cute together. Yes, how many years? Uh-oh, sorry, 33, 53, boom! Love is in the air, everywhere look around. Wow, that's nice, that's nice. Hi, look, he's a very quiet guy here. Are you together? Behind? Yeah, you're together? You're looking around the room. I guess not. Okay. We're going to go in. If she says we're together, don't even go there. We're not together. I like this. You got a very sophisticated thing going on with the earrings, the little blazer, you know. So I'll be damned. It's going to be Broadway for me tonight when I go to the big show. I've got to drive a long way for everything, to get to everything, too. But I don't know. I just... Okay, raise your hand if you're in the witness protection program. Somebody raise their hand. Okay. It's that kind of dead. It's fun, though. It's fun. I like checking out the new things. I went to the long dog. With a short walk. Lost dog. Okay, lost dog. Which, by the way, could have been the roadkill I saw coming in. Just saying. That was nice. That was nice. It's sent right across the hotel. It's very nice. Everybody's so nice here. I felt like I was getting jumped by the hotel staff. Everybody was trying to help me so much, and I was just trying to, I'm just trying to get my room. You don't have to help me. Please stop. But they were. It was very nice. It's a nice town. I like it. It's a very Aryan crowd. I noticed that. Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you from? You're from New York City? You're Jewish? Hey! We're all mishpacha! I'm Nancy Lombardo. And woo! This has been Ladies of Hollywood!
Timing for me. I see we have people in the chat room. I want to acknowledge you in a second. As soon as I find, there we go. I want some music to play. There we go. Just trying to get the right sound effect. There we go. Let's find the chat room here. We got Gail Parento. Hey, Gail Parento. Love that show. All aboard. Want to check them out. Not the good things ahead of it. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. My friend George, George Benton, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 4 p.m. Tune in right here in Miramar. Go to his Facebook page, the Mom and Pop Shop, and join the fun. Okay. We have someone in here who is quoting the Bible. All right. That's fine. You can quote it. Let's see. Oh, my God. All they're quoting is the Bible. Thank you for tuning in. Lion 021. maybe you might want to try some happy quotes next time you tune in. Thank you all for tuning in. Remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. And tonight, the Nancy Lombardo Show. Every Friday at 7 p.m., three channels, Manhattan, worldwide on the internet, www.mnn.org. I guess why I'm looking for the religious power, I don't know. but they do like Ezekiel and Revelation.